High wind warnings go into effect tonight throughout the eastern Kenai Peninsula and Anchorage. The National Weather Service predicts hurricane-force winds, with the strongest winds heightening late tonight through Wednesday morning. A high wind warning goes into effect starting at 9 p.m. tonight until 1 p.m. tomorrow for East Anchorage, the Lower Hillside, and Eagle River. The high wind warning for Turnagain Arm and higher hillside elevation starts at 7 p.m. tonight and continues through Wednesday afternoon. NWS meteorologist Jason Ossenmacher.
We have not seen any major changes in the storm. It does look like it may be coming in slightly faster, which may change the potential end time tomorrow. The low is developing as expected, and it's pretty much a game of wait and see now.
The strongest winds are predicted for Turnagain Arm and Anchorage's hillside. Gusts of 75 miles per hour up to 90 miles per hour are predicted for much of the area, including Eagle River, East Anchorage, and the Anchorage Bowl. Gusts of 100 miles an hour are possible in Turnagain Arm.
These type of wind events are tricky because there's different phases to the actual event. So right now, we're seeing already gusts. We actually got a gust of 70 miles per hour on the hillside, upper hillside, kind of upper D'Armon Road area. And whereas, you know, in town, we're only getting gusts into the 20, 25 mile per hour range. The mountain ranges, like near Eagle River, we've been seeing gusts already to 40 miles an hour. So it depends on where you're at.
Ossenmacher says the strongest winds will come as the front moves to the north on Wednesday morning. NWS has extended the high wind warning to Tetitlik through Cordova as the storm progresses toward Prince William Sound. The storm is coming in from the Bering Sea and is expected to affect aviation and marine activities, and a storm warning is in effect for Lower Cook Inlet and the entire Gulf of Alaska. Heavy rains are coming along with the high winds starting tonight. Flood watches have been issued for Seward and the eastern Kenai Peninsula this evening and extending through Wednesday. Weather forecasters are predicting 5 to 7 inches of rain in the Seward area. The flood watch includes the cities of Whittier, Girdwood, and Moose Pass and continues through Thursday morning.